Gilchrist moves over behind Kemp. He goes back to pass again. Runs out to the right.
Still on his feet. Now throws. It's good to Loftin.
At the 10. At the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown!
The John Murphy Show is on the air.
Hear all the action, all the excitement of Buffalo Bills football right here on
The John Murphy Show.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across western New York.
This place is pandemonium!
Picked off by Leotis McKelvin at the 35-yard line. Leotis, my man!
This is The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO for Free Agency Day, Tuesday, March 11th. Happy to have you with us here. Thanks for tuning in on the podcast tonight. Podcast because of hockey. I hope you didn't miss it, but earlier today, 12 noon to 3 p.m. on our flagship in Buffalo, WGR Sports Radio 550, we had an entire three-hour live radio show, a preview to free agency, and a really good time. Took a lot of phone calls, had a lot of good guests, and if you missed any of that, you can catch most of it up on our website. Chris Brown joined us. We had a great conversation with Neil Hornsby of ProFootballFocus.com. He wrote a post that went up yesterday on ProFootballFocus.com about the 9 mistakes general managers typically make in free agency. Great conversations with him. Doug Whaley joined us live during our daytime show, our earlier show today. We'll hear excerpts of that in a moment. Alex Marvez, who is the senior NFL writer for FoxSports1.com and also the reporter for SiriusXM NFL Radio. Alex Marvez joined us earlier today. Takeo Spikes, Manny Lawson, relating their discussions about free agency. Takeo came to the Bills 11 years ago in free agency, and of course Manny Lawson came to the Bills just a year ago. All of that up on our website if you want to go back and retrace some of those steps. That was our live show, 12 noon to 3 p.m. This is our podcast show, and we will tell you, in the fast-moving world of NFL free agency, we're putting this podcast down on tape just before 6 p.m. on free agency day. By the time you get to it, some of the information might be dated, some of it may be superseded, but we're doing the best we can without a live radio show to keep you up to date on free agency. So that's where we're at. That's where we're going on the show tonight. We're going to hear from the Bills' big newsmaker today, Dan Carpenter, the kicker, who minutes after the 4 p.m. free agency deadline, minutes after the Bills were able to officially deal with them in free agency, they had him locked up to a contract. He confirms it's a 4-year deal to stay with the Buffalo Bills. Kicker Dan Carpenter coming off his career year. He's going to be with us here in the podcast. One-on-one interview with him coming up moments from now. And we want to play some of Takeo Spikes and his reminiscence of his trip through free agency as well. So that's coming up later on the podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. As we said, Dan Carpenter, the news of the day, the Bills have re-signed their kicker, the guy that they picked up just a couple of days, 5 days before the season began last year as a free agent. They were in a bind last year. Dustin Hopkins was injured, suffered an injury during the practice week. The Bills needed a kicker. Carpenter had been with the Dolphins and then was supplanted by a rookie, had a little tryout with Arizona, had some time with the Jets, was on his way to Cleveland when the Bills got in touch with him, and the Bills signed him September 3rd. He went on to have a career year. 33 of 36 field goal attempts, hit all 32 of his extra point tries, 6 in the AFC with 131 points. Dan Carpenter re-signed with the Bills today, and at a news conference late in the day here at One Bills Drive, Carpenter was asked why he elected to come back to the Buffalo Bills.
It's a great organization. My wife and I very much enjoyed everyone that we've met here, worked with here. The fans are great. Even when I was playing against Buffalo in my Miami days, I've always recognized how great the fans have been here, in the support of the Bills. For us, it was a no-brainer to come back to Buffalo. We were comfortable, loved it here last year, and to be able to go back somewhere, be wanted where you would like to go is you're very fortunate in this league for that to happen. So, we're happy to be back here and excited to see where it goes.
Dan Carpenter, Bills kicker, at his news conference today. I hope you can hear in the background the voice of his young son, Colby, who is 6 or 7 months old. He was born just a day or two before Carpenter signed with the Buffalo Bills last September. And you can hear him in the background. That makes him 6 or 7 months, part of the equation for Dan Carpenter. He had a good year, Carpenter did. We all know that. 33 of 36 field goals, had a long streak of consecutive field goals made. And Carpenter was asked at his news conference today to sum up the season that he had with the Bills last year.
Obviously, it was my my best year so far. And, you know, I set a high standard for myself. And, you know, it's one that obviously you know, I want to keep going, and I'm going to do everything I can, you know, in the off season, and you know, all the way up to the season starter. That you know, to work hard and get better, and just try to keep it going from last year.
Dan Carpenter, who signs a free agent contract to stay on with the Buffalo Bills. We'll hear more from him and a one-on-one interview with Dan Carpenter coming up a few moments from now here on the podcast. One other bit of official news from the Bills today. They have Doug Whaley made the announcement after introducing Dan Carpenter. The Bills have parted ways with quarterback Kevin Cobb. He was signed as a free agent by the Bills last spring. Obviously suffered that concussion in preseason. He was due a roster bonus on Thursday of this week, but the Bills waited a while and got their medical evaluation and decided to go separate ways. Failed his physical, according to Doug Whaley, and Kevin Cobb's tenure with the Buffalo Bills is over. He will not be returning to the Buffalo Bills. The Bills did also announce that they have signed tight end Mike Cawson to a new contract. A product of James Madison University, came into the league in 2010 and then signed on with Buffalo in December of that year. 5 catches, 41 yards, 6 games with the Bills, 2 starts, and Mike Cawson returns as a free agent with the Buffalo Bills. One report of a potential free agent visit for the Bills. This came courtesy of Jason LaConfora of CBSSports.com. He says former Dolphins cornerback Nolan Carroll is headed to Buffalo for his first visit. Other visits are scheduled. Nolan Carroll, who the Bills are familiar with, they played against him for years, coming to Buffalo for a free agent visit, according to Jason LaConfora. Doug Whaley, our guest earlier today on the live radio show in early afternoon, the Bills general manager, with some general comments about free agency and the Bills' approach to free agency. Whaley says, well, we asked him, how do the Bills identify their targets in free agency, and then how do they rank them as they prepare to start making offers for the start of free agency? Here's what Doug Whaley had to say about that.
What we like to do in our pro personnel department is have at least 1 to 2 reports on anybody that has significant playing time in the league. So that helps us with guys that get cut and then unrestricted free agents. So we'll have a meeting and say, let's target some interesting guys in that free agent market. Depending on the position, we'll sit down, discuss those guys, rank them, and then say, all right, this is the plan of attack for the Buffalo Bills to get better in free agency.
Do you place a value on those players?
Absolutely. You have to place a value so we can fit not only in our salary cap structure, but how are they going to bring, what value will they bring to our team?
Doug Whaley, Bills general manager, speaking to us earlier today as far as how the Bills set up their free agency board and proceed with business this week. Whaley says no matter who you are, the Buffalo Bills, any other team, what it really comes down to in the salary cap era is that as a team, you have to be prepared to make some hard decisions on free agents.
You can't keep everybody. And some teams may have to eat some salary cap because they have a bona fide quarterback that eats up an enormous amount of their cap. So they can't keep everybody, or they're looking down the road and saying, hey, we're going to have to let this guy go because that young guy that's 1 year away, we may want to extend him. So there's a circumstances for guys hitting free agent market, and it's not always, as we would say, a wart on the guy. Sometimes it's just at plain old economics.
Bills general manager Doug Whaley assessing you know, how you make those tough decisions in free agency. Now, as we tape this podcast, as I said, just before 6 p.m., no word on Jarris Bird and his future. Whaley told us earlier today the Bills' offer remains for Jarris Bird, even with the fact that they signed Aaron Williams to a contract last week. And as of the time of this taping of the podcast, Bird had not found a home anywhere in the NFL in free agency. And there's a couple of things that have gone on that make you think about this. Dante Whitner, former Bills safety, reached agreement to sign with the Cleveland Browns, and a pretty good deal. Dante Whitner got a big deal for the Cleveland Browns. That's going to average him about, it is $7 million average per year over 4 years, $28 million. The Browns also threw big money at former Cardinals linebacker Carlos Dansby, 4 year, $24 million deal. Dansby turns 33 years old in November. Whitner, 28 years old. That's a Whitner signing is $7 million a year. Coming over from the Niners. I don't think Whitner had a – I know he did not have a couple of good years with the Niners the last few years, and yet he gets that kind of money. That's a head-scratcher. Safeties signing all over the league, and you wonder where that leaves Jarris Byrd. Again, as of the time, the taping of this podcast, Byrd was still out there on the free agent market. You wonder if he's going to be able to get his number. And as Doug Whaley told us, the Bills are still, as of mid-afternoon, still interested in bringing him back at their number. The Dolphins – made a couple of big free agent signings. They signed offensive tackle Brandon Albert, who was a Pro Bowler with Kansas City. He got a 5 year, $46 million deal, $25 million guaranteed. They also signed defensive tackle Earl Mitchell, who played for the Houston Texans. He got a 4 year deal worth $16 million. So the Dolphins making moves. Cowboys made a big splash by who they let go, DeMarcus Ware, a free agent, the all time leader in sacks for the Dallas Cowboys, 117 sacks in 9 seasons. He was released by the Cowboys today. That saves them almost $7.5 million against the cap, but they've got to replace him now. DeMarcus Ware, first-round pick in 2005, 11th overall, no longer a Dallas Cowboy. And one other bit of league news, Blaine Gabbert, quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, their first-round draft pick just a couple of years ago, has been traded to the San Francisco 49ers. In exchange, Jacksonville gets a sixth-round pick. Pretty amazing, the fall from grace from Blaine Gabbert. Obviously, at the time we tape this, the free agency news is moving fast and furiously around the league, and we'll have an update tomorrow when we hit the airwaves at 7 o'clock with a live show, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. Here at One Bills Drive, the biggest news of the day, the re-signing of kicker Dan Carpenter, and we're going to sit down with him one-on-one when we return. It is the podcast, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. Well, winter is here. You know that. Winter, it looks like it may be coming back. And NOCO has what you need to keep you and your family warm all winter long. Whether you're in the market for new heating equipment or looking to fix up what you already have, NOCO is the place to go. Right now, NOCO is offering $200 off when you purchase a new heating system. Just mention the promo code Murphy. That's $200 off a new heating system. NOCO also offers around-the-clock heating maintenance and repair, regardless of the brand or your furnace or the company who installed it. Call NOCO at 1-800-662-6776 or visit noco.com/heating to start heating today.
We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
From One Bills Drive, where one of the news items of the day, the signing of Dan Carpenter, Bills kicker, re-signed to a new contract with the Buffalo Bills, and he joins us in studio right now, minutes after free agency. You had your name on the dotted line. Obviously, you were ready to go and ready to re-up here.
Yeah, you know, it's we're excited to be coming back to Buffalo. You know, we thoroughly enjoyed our time up here last year, and you know, we're excited to be back up here and get going here this season.
And I didn't realize it until the last few days, but because of a weird quirk in the CBA, the Bills could not sign you until after 4 p.m. today. Could they contact you? Did you have contact before 4 p.m.?
You know, it's a weird thing. It's something with the there's a veteran exception or exemption rule or something. Yeah. I don't even know what it is for sure, but you know, it's one of those things where you can't officially talk till, you know, free agency or anything like that. So, you know, it kind of delayed, you know, something that probably could have been done earlier. But, you know, I'm excited to be here. You know, had lots of fun last year and just excited and looking forward to the future.
Some guys in your position with the year that you had might be interested in taking a look around the league to see what was out there. That did not appeal to you, obviously.
You know, the grass isn't always greener somewhere else. You know, we really enjoyed Buffalo. We enjoyed the fans, organization, you know, just the people inside the building and outside the building. You know, all the people that we met, you know, in the community as well. So we just felt like it was a great fit for us, and, you know, we're excited to be back.
You know, when you look at what's happened in the league the last few days, it's been a kind of a weird market for kickers. The Jets use a franchise tag. Vinatieri gets a new deal. Seems like teams are taking care of kicker business early before they go out and do anything else, which is probably pretty good for guys at your position.
Yeah, I mean, any time that you can get something done early in free agency, so you're not waiting around. You know, I was just talking with my wife. It's nice to be able to know in March where you're heading, and you can kind of, you know, plan your life a little bit, get settled down before the season starts, and you know, just focus on football at that point.
Especially compared to where you were 6-7 months ago. I don't want to make you relive that experience, but August and September were kind of a mess for you, from Miami to a couple of other stops, and then getting the late call here to come to Buffalo. They had to be kind of stressful, I would think.
Yeah, you know, I just you know, our first son was born, Colby, and you know, I left the morning after, went to Arizona, then I went up to the Jets, and you know, then I was back home and in Florida, and then was heading on a plane to go to Cleveland and got intercepted, you know, halfway basically, and ended up here, you know, and you know, I don't think it could have worked out any better for me.
What was that, Tuesday of the week before the opener? Wednesday? When
you
was
know,
it?
I think it was pretty early in the week. It was Monday or Tuesday, I'm pretty sure, that opening week.
Wow. I mean, so just think of it. And here's what the thing. You settled in very quickly and comfortably and started hitting kicks right off the bat. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I actually missed my first kick. Thanks for bringing that up. But
that was a long one. That was the 50-something yarder, wasn't it?
No, it was 42.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that one sticks out real well. But, you know, it was, you know, I think it's just, you know, speaks for what this organization is like and how comfortable they could make me feel in a week, you know. So, you know, it was, to me and my wife, it was a no-brainer to come back to Buffalo and, you know, and help this organization in the direction that it's going.
You know, I was thinking, and we had him on the show a week and a half ago, Garrison Sanborn, in many respects to me, is like sort of an unsung hero. He's the longest tenured guy, if you include Brian Moorman's hiatus there. And it seems like he's the guy who kind of has, I mean, it's a small group in that special teams specialist group, but he's the guy who kind of, it seems, holds it together from a player standpoint, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the guys I worked with last year, you know, obviously Brian, who everyone around here knows, and right. And then Garrison, you know, it was a great fit for me. You know, I really enjoyed those two guys. You know, they made the special teams room an enjoyable place, a nice place to hang out. So, you know, I'm excited to be back here. Let's get this season rocking and rolling.
Dan Carpenter, our guest, the Bills kicker, who re-signed a contract today. Your best year in the NFL, you mentioned that earlier today, 33 field goals made, 33 of 36. All 32 extra point tries were good, 6 in points in the AFC, 131 points. Did you see that coming? Was there something about your preparation getting ready for last year that maybe led you to believe you'd have that kind of a year?
You know, I just I think I was so relaxed last year. You know, I didn't have any worries. I felt like I didn't feel like I had anything to prove.
Even with the Dolphins drafting a kicker and bringing him into camp, and
you know, I just it was nothing I could control. You know, I always I get on my wife a lot for you know, not worrying about things you can't control. So you know, if I can't control it, it's nothing I'm going to worry about. You know, it's like the weather here in Buffalo. You know, if it's you know, if it's going to be nasty for a game or practice or something, you know, there's no use in standing around and complaining about it or worrying about it. You know, you just have to go out there and deal with it. You know, and everyone else has to go out and play with it, play in it too. So, you know, I'll just make the best of what you can do and go work with it.
You like reading my notes? That's my next question. What did you learn about kicking in the elements here in Buffalo last year?
Yeah, I think it's just, you can't worry about it. You know, it's something both teams have to play in it. If you know, if it happens to be on a nasty game day, so you know, you just go out and you make the best of what you can do and just roll with it.
I mentioned we talked with Garrison Sanborn about a week and a half ago about the Specialists Golf Tournament up at TPC Sawgrass. Were you involved in that?
I did play in that. Yes.
And how'd you guys do?
No comment.
Garrison was on the winning team.
My football is better than my golf game.
So golf maybe not a big part of your off-season routine. What do you do back in Florida? What how do you get ready for the season, and how do you unwind also during the off-season, Dan?
You know, I own a bass boat, so I like to get out on that, get out in the Everglades a little bit and catch some bass. And I went deep sea fishing actually yesterday, which is interesting because it was 80 degrees and, you know, we flew up here and there's snow still on the ground. So that was kind of a, you know, it's an interesting change when you're in Florida. You tend to forget that it's winter everywhere else.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, you know, same old preparation, you know, stay in shape, you know, just do some little things during the off season just to, you know, strengthen the core and keep, you know, keep everything in line, I suppose, to be ready for the next season.
You know, we've talked a lot about free agency on this radio show, obviously, the last few days, and I wonder how you feel about this. Takeo Spikes, former Bills linebacker, moved around the league a little bit. I asked him, what would you tell a young guy approaching free agency and how to look at a potential team that he might play for? His advice for a young guy was money is money, but he said, go where you are wanted. Go where they have a system that you can thrive in and where you are wanted. Money's part of that as well. Do you feel that way about re-signing, coming back to the Buffalo Bills?
Definitely. I mean, I think it's nice to be able to be wanted in a place where you want to be. So, you know, I really did enjoy Buffalo. I liked playing here. I wanted to come back here. And, you know, it's nice to hear that the other side wants you to come back as well. So, you know, from that standpoint, I think he nailed it on the head.
Got to let you get on that plane and beat the weather. Thanks very much for doing this.
Thanks, Carpenter.
Bills kicker Dan Carpenter re-signs with the Buffalo Bills. There's more to come. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. Are you a coffee lover? Well, at NOCO Express, they don't just fill up your car, they fill up your cup as well. Try a cup of World Cup coffee, now available at most NOCO Express locations. It's perfect for your morning commute or on your lunch break as an afternoon pick-me-up. World Cup Coffee provides the quality and taste you'd expect from a high-end coffee shop, but they have filtered out the high-end price. For a complete list of stores featuring World Cup Coffee, visit noco.com/coffee. World Cup Coffee, coffee done right.
This is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
It is the podcast for Tuesday, March 11th. Again, thanks to Dan Carpenter for joining us in studio moments after the announcement of his contract extension. Good guy. We wish him well. And we thank him for joining us tonight. Hey, free agency, obviously the order of the day, and as we tape this podcast late in the day, still no word on maybe the most pressing question for Buffalo Bills fans, the fate of Jarris Byrd. However, it wasn't that long ago, 11 years ago in free agency, when the Bills made a big splash when they signed Takeo Spikes to a restricted free agent to an offer sheet. Bengals didn't match, and Spikes came to Buffalo. The origin of that pursuit of Takeo Spikes came the year before, the December before, when he played his last game for the Bengals in Ralph Wilson Stadium against the Bills. We reached out to Takeo Spikes earlier in the day to talk with him about free agency and how he found his way to Buffalo back in 2003.
It was crazy. You go back to that 2002 season, the last game of the year, I knew I wanted to get out of Cincinnati, and I had no idea as far as what other teams would be in the market for me. But the last game of the year, going into to play Buffalo in Buffalo, and as soon as I walked out the tunnel, I saw people with my jersey on in Buffalo colors already. So you're talking about a way to recruit, you know, something that was very, it was humbling, it was honorable, it was everything that you can name, man. It was outstanding. It was a great head start on recruiting for free agency.
You know, Takeo, it's fashionable, and I think mostly accurate to say that free agency is really driven by money. Players go where the best deal is. But in your case, how much did that reaction, even before you signed, how much did that fan reaction figure into your openness to an offer from Buffalo?
That was big. And, you know, and I will tell you this, you have to consider the money because, you know, if you lose out on X amount of dollars, there's no way you'll be able to make that up as a player. And I'm not talking about $100,000 versus $300,000. I'm talking about, you know, the millions in the front part of the contract. But for me, I was taught at an early age, and I'm thankful for it, to always go to where you are wanted. Because if you go where you are wanted, then you will have favor. You never know how that favor may shake out. but you will see at the end of the day. And then for me to be able to take advantage of that, it played out tremendous. Even going through my first game of the season, which is probably my most memorable moment as a football player coming into Buffalo with the high expectations. That's having two interceptions, beating the New England Patriots.
Yeah, the 31-0 wipeout of the Patriots on opening day. Had to be fun just to be on the field to watch Sam Adams rumble down the field with his interception, huh?
I remember those plays like it was 5 minutes ago. That's how bad I wanted it as a free agent coming in. I wanted the city of Buffalo to know that we were going to take them back to the playoffs. That was a big goal of mine.
In fact, Takeo, you'd mentioned that you came here because you wanted to get to the playoffs. You hadn't done it with Cincinnati, and it didn't happen here. And obviously, you've moved on. You played for several teams after that. But it's got to be a little bit regretful that it never happened for you, making the playoffs here in Buffalo, huh?
Yeah, I hate it. I mean, if I can always go back and change something, then I would never change the team that I was on. But I would just, you know... hindsight is 2020. I would definitely go up into the front office and make my voice be heard yeah. If it would count to anything. But you know, I really don't have a regret though. I don't, because I had a great run, John, a great run.
Takeo Spikes on the line with us, one of the Bills' all-time free agent signees. And as I recall, Takeo, you came here not as an unrestricted free agent, but the Bengals had an opportunity to match. I think you were a transition free agent then, right? They didn't match. Did you always figure once the offer came from Buffalo that you would be leaving the Bengals, or did you expect that they might counter?
Well, I knew we had a pretty good deal worked up. And knowing Cincy, they always, you know, Cincy always had money up under the cap. To where they could, you know, they could have matched it. I remember going and talking to, they just hired Marvin Lewis at the time. I went face to face and I talked to Marvin, I talked to Mike Brown, and I told him, I was like, Buffalo is about to send an offer over. I would greatly appreciate it if you don't match it, because just like you guys have goals, I have goals I want to accomplish. And by me being here, I think I will be a conflict in interest as far as dealing with your goal. And they decided not to match it.
Takeo Spikes joining us on the line. Takeo, you've been out of the league now for a little bit more than a year. Free agency has changed somewhat, I think, since even in these last few years. It seems like teams may be a little more careful about kind of making big splash free agent signings. Most teams kind of look for value now in the free agent market. Do you agree?
Yeah, they do. But, you know, in the big picture, a lot of teams, I heard it best early on ESPN when Bill Polian was talking. And he said, not one player, you always have to remind yourself as a GM, you're not just one player away. And I think you see it when you look at these teams, the way that they orchestrate their free agency signings. They're not spending a great deal of money just on one player. And so it's strategically planned. Put it that way, from the team perspective. You can't prove it, but it ain't by accident how certain stuff that just happened.
You know, you bring up Bill Polian. I heard him say something. I find myself quoting him a lot over the last few weeks about free agency. But Polian mentioned that to somebody last week. I think it was on the conference call he did last week. Polian said fans, media, sometimes underestimate the adjustment period, the break-in period for a free agent who has changed teams. Do you agree with that? Is that a something that teams should take account of, that when you go from team to team, system to system, city to city, there's a little bit of a break-in period from time to time?
You're talking about the transition period?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? This is one thing I truly can say. I think the reason we had a lot of first-year players that came on that Buffalo Bills defense that year when I was there. The reason why our transition was so good, because you have to have coaches that are willing to accept what you can do, but more willing to accept the fact of what you can't do. And then coaches that are smart enough to put you in position to succeed. And that's what we had. And so to answer your question, yes, you are exactly right. You have to, the transition period is tough because you can't get a 3-4 guy and try to put him in a 4-3. You know, it just, you know, they're just trying to, it's equivalent to asking a baby growing up speaking English, and then at the age of five, you're trying to make him talk Spanish fluently.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Tequio, in all of your years in the league, have you ever been approached by a player who is ready to move, thinking about moving in free agency for advice, for counsel? What would you tell those players as far as what it's like to move from team to team?
I would just tell them, you will have to get your money. Understand that $100,000 to $300,000, $400,000, that's, and I say this in all my humble spirit, that's not really a big deal. Because you can make that up with appearances, A or B, you can make that up with tax payments. The big thing you have to do is understand this, is that when you go, know that, do not leave a big bulk of amount of money on the table, one. And then two, the most important thing is to go where you are wanted. Because when you have favor in anybody's system and they come out to seek you, then you have more opportunities to succeed.
Really good advice. Tequio, we got to catch up. What are you up to these days? I know I see you from time to time on the NFL Network. What are you doing these days, broadcasting or otherwise?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of broadcasting. I go back and forth from ESPN to NFL Network, and we'll see where it goes. Hopefully within the next month or two, I'll land a full-time gig. But other than that, I guess I can come on your radio station and just get rep.
Deal. We got your number. We'll keep using it. Tequio, always great to hear from you. Thank you very much for spending time with us today. We really appreciate it.
Okay, John.
Our thanks again to Tequio Spikes for joining us earlier in the day on our live broadcast from noon to 3 today. We had a great amount of fun doing that. Love to do more of that. Noon to 3 on our flagship in Buffalo, WGR Sports Radio 550 today, with Tequio Spikes and a host of others and some phone calls. And tomorrow night, we'll be back into the phone routine and back into the live radio routine. When we're on the air from 7 to 9 p.m., we'll probably have some more free agent news for you tomorrow, so make sure you tune into our flagship in Buffalo for that. We want to thank our presenting sponsor, NOCO. Family-owned, locally operated since 1933. Explore what NOCO can do for you at NOCO.com. Our producer, Jay Harris, Bill's director of broadcasting, Jeff Matthews. We'll see you tomorrow night on the radio. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, will be live from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.